Maybe it's like Pesach, and Rashi says, over regal rishon yarvelim, you don't bring at the first yomtiv, he'd be over baltachar. Kamash mula know that this shalmei Pesach now has loch like a regal korban shlamim. According to the Tanakama, any three regolim, according to Rabbi Shimon, only with the side of Pesach first, and the other shittas. Now this shalmei Pesach has a loch like a regular korban shlamim, and you're over the regular dinim of Baal Tacha. All right, we'll stop here.
Holding that heyim at base. Yeah. The heyim at base on top. The Gemara says, Minu hanimili. How do we know all these things? Like Rashi says, the akol hanach letani b'matniso liye liko baltachar. Before we had a whole long braisa that said there's a lav of baltachar. That means if you make a neder, that you bring a korban, or you're making a dova, that you bring a korban. So halacha is, you have a certain period of time to bring it, and if you don't bring it, by that time you're over the new lav of Baal Tacha. The Torah says, don't wait too long. If you wait too long, then you're over the lav of Baal Tacha. We'll soon see the pasuk says, Ki sido neder l'Hashem l'techom, lo'y sa'acha l'shalmoy, lo'y sa'acha, don't wait too long. So that's a lav. And before we had a hosugi, exactly when you're over the lav, Reb Meir says, when the first yuntif passes by, and you didn't bring the korban, you're over Baal Tacha. Other shita sold three regolim, some say dafka kisidron, some say dikas sold in sukkis, all different man the yomim. But the Braisa said a whole cheshbon of what things you're over Baal Tacha. Now the Gemara says, where's the pasuk? How do we know that? How do we know that all these things are included in the lav of Baal Tacha? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says in Dvarim, this coming parsha, kiseitze, says, kisida neder. The whole pasuk says, Ki sida nedo Hashem ulakecha leisa'acha l'shalmoi ki dorish yidrishenu Hashem ulakecha me'imoch v'hoye v'chochet. This is the whole pasuk. So we dash on every word of it. First starts off, Ki sida nedo. If you make a neder, same liyela neder. Only if you make a korban maturis a neder, and Rashi says that means harei alai. You make a neder that I have an obligation now to bring a korban eila. So the korban eila is not here yet. You didn't make the korban eila yet. You were just mechayiv yourself. You said, "Hooray, Allah! I have a chiyuv to bring a korban korban eila." So far we only know neder. Nedava minayin. How do we know even a nedava means a present? Like you say right now, "Hooray, zu oila." You have an animal in front of you, and you say this animal should be a nedava. We'll soon see what's the difference between a neder and a nedava. But how do we know even in the case of a nedava that you said, "Hooray, zu oila"? That also, if you wait the period of time, you're over the lava about tachar. Nema kan neder. Here the pasuk says kisidu neder. It says the word neder. The nema lahalan. Another pasuk in Vayikra says im neder ay nedava. So ma lahalan nedavi moi. Just like over there in Vayikra, when it says neder and nedava, they go together. Is afkan here also when the Torah talks about the lava about tachar, not to wait too long? I'll tell you nedavi moi. Even though the pasuk only says a lashon of kisido neder, when you make a neder, but nedava is included in a neder. Then the pasuk says again kisido neder lashem, lashem olakech. It says, what does that mean? Elu hadomim. That means if a person was mechayiv himself to give how much he's worth. In other words, if you sell yourself on the market, how much they would pay for you? That's the value. And you makdish. You said that money you want to give to Hegdish. So you made like a neder to give it to Hegdish. So also, you're over Baal Tacha if you don't give it either the one yomtif or two or three regolim. For Erchin, that's not how much you're worth really, how much worth, but rather how much the Torah said you are worth. There's old Pasha of Erchin, depending upon how old you are, your age, the Torah said how much you're worth. So you mechayv yourself to give that much money to a Hegdish. Facharomin, or else mamish you made cherim means whatever it is, you are makdashid, you're giving it to the Gevoya. Vehegdashah, so you say clearly it's Hegdish. So how do we know there's Baal Tacha and all these type of things? That's in the pasuk of Lashem Olakechem. These things go directly to Hashem, like it's the Hegdish, you're giving it over to the Hegdish, to Hashem. So included in the word of Lashem Olakechem means all these things. If you made a neder, a promise, to give your value of the Erechim, the Charamim, Hegdishis, if you don't give it, you're over the lav of Baal Tacha. Then the pasuk says, Lo Yisa'acha L'Shalmoi, that don't wait, but pay up whatever you said you would do. So idashin hu v'loy chilufav. Only it itself, the korban itself, there's a lav of Baal Tacha, don't wait and bring it. But chilufav, we'll soon see what that means. The exchange of it, where in a case, let's say you made a korban oilum, and it got lost. and now you brought another korban oila, and then you found your first korban oila. So on that korban oila, even if you wait three regolim to bring it, there's no baal tachar. That's called chilufa. The exchange of this first korban, there's no baal tachar. Loisach leshalmoi mashm it itself, and not is the exchange. Then the pasuk says ki dorish yidrishenu. That what do you mean dorish yidrishenu? He's seeking it. Eilu chatoyes v'yashomois eilu tishlomim. A chatis means a korban that's a chayva. You have to do it. Like dorish yidrishenu, you're seeking it. You're forced to do it. You have a chiyah to bring a korban chatis. Or else hashomos also. Usually you did an aveira that you have an obligation to bring the korban oshim. Even though usually eilu tishlomim is a korban neder and a dova that you're not mechuyif to bring it. So Rashi says it means here going olas ria. It means the korban eilu that you have to bring on Yom Tov, which is a chayv. That's called Dorish Yidrishenu, like you have to do it. Shalmei Chagiga also is Shein Chayva. Shlomim here means the Shalmei Chagiga. That on Yom Tov you have a chiyuv to bring this Korban Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, and also Korban Eilas Riyah. So these two Korbanis you have a chiyuv to bring. So that's included in this word of Dorish Yidrishenu, the Korbanis that you have a chiyuv, you have an obligation to bring. If you don't bring them, you're over the lava of Baal Tachar. Then the Pasuk says, Hashem Ulatecha. Has kidorish yidrishenu Hashem olakecha elu tzedokos umaisrois ubechor. This goes into tzedokos that goes to Hashem umaisrois ubechor. So Rashi says daikro yiseru. Really, the Hashem olakecha is extra because it already said at the beginning of the pasuk kisido nedol Hashem olakecha. So why does it say a second time again Hashem olakecha? So it's extra. So it's to remember to add in elu tzedokos. Rashi says umaisrois. By the parasha tzedakah, it also says Hashem's name. So therefore here, Hashem lekecha means to include tzedakah. When you mechayv yourself to get tzedakah, there's a lav of baal tachar. If you wait too long, we'll soon see what the limit is by tzedakah. V'chat lefnei Hashem lekecha, ma'isa degoncho. Or then Meister, Meisterishon, or Truma, also the Torah says, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, you have to eat your Meister. So waiting and not to give the Meister to the Kohen or to the Levi, there's also a Baal Tachar. So Bechor, the same thing, Korban Bechor, if you don't bring it, you don't give it to the Kohen, there's also the Lav of Baal Tachar. Then the Pasuk says, Me'imoch. What does Me'imoch mean? Zeleket Shechopeya. Rashi Shein Chelko Shel Oni, that they belong to the Oni. Yechsidbe Es Oni Imoch. The only that's with you. So Me'imok means what's belonging to in your nation, like that belongs to the Niyim. That if you have leket shich or peya, you have to let the Niyim take it. And if you hold it back and don't let them take it, you're over the lava of Baal Tachar. So Baal Tachar also applies to leket. That's when you're cutting down the button, you're cutting down the tua. What falls down, you have to leave there. Shichrod, when you have it in bundles already, and you're collecting the bundles, if you forget a bundle behind, you have to leave it for the Niyim. Okay, your stam is the mitzvah that when you're cutting down your field, you always have to leave over one end, one portion of the field, you have to leave over for the aniyim. So let's say you didn't leave it over, you cut down all the wheat. The halacha is you have to put some wheat back and leave it over for the aniyim. Or else if you ground up all the wheat already, from the flour, you have to give to the aniyim. And if you don't give the aniyim in a certain time limit, the three regolim or one regol, then you're over this lab of Baal Tachar also. Then the end of the pasuk says, V'hoye v'chochet. Like, if you're not going to pay it up in time, you're over the lav, and you're going to have a chet. What does that mean? What's the chiddush? V'hoye v'choch chet. Pshita. You're over the lav. The Torah says, loy sachar. Don't wait. So, of course, if you wait, you're over an avera. So, what's the chiddush? V'hoye v'choch chet. You're going to have an avera. So, Rashi, the Maradashins, v'loy the korban chochet. The chiddush is that in the korban, there's no chet. In other words, even though you waited the three regolim and you didn't bring your korban, the korban is not puzzle. You still have to bring the korban. Just you did an aveira, you got a chet. But there's nothing wrong with the korban. The korban can be 2, 3, 4 years. You still have to bring it. Rashi ain't a korban yes for the kach. There's no psul in the korban itself. Now, Omamah, we just got finished saying the widash in the word loy sacha l'shalmoi. That's the lav. Don't wait, but tell you, bring the korban. So widash in huva loy chilufot. It, but not the exchange. For the Gemara chilufay mai, what type of an exchange? What are we talking about? If you want to say that first you brought a korban oila, and then Rashi says it got lost, and you brought another one instead, and then you found the first one. So for the Gemara, like, why isn't there baal tachar in the first one? Oila shlomim mikra korvin. It's a regular carbon oil. The Kedusha didn't go off it. It's a regular carbon shlamim. So now that you found it, you still have the chiyuv to bring it for carbon. So if you wait, Gimel Regolim, why shouldn't there be a lav of Al-Tacher? It's still a regular carbon. Nothing happened to it. If you want to say, first you had a chiyuv chattis, you mafresh a carbon, and it got lost, you brought another one, then you found the first one. The locha there is that it has to die. So there's no Baal-Tacher. You can't bring it. You have to let it die. Elo my chilufa, you know what chilufa means? Chilufa toida. In the case of a korban toida, well, let's say you lost the korban toida and you found it. Now, the Tani Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia learned like this. Toida shenes arbe betumurasi. Let's say you have a korban toida that got mixed up with its tumura. You made a korban toida and you made a tumura, another one said zek is there. Now they both have kedusha. O meisa achas mehen. One of the two died. So the locker is chaver tein letakona. You should know the one that's alive now, you can't do anything with it. Why? Because the locker is like this. The korban toider itself has the chiddush. You have to bring 40 lechems with the korban toider. That's the chiddush in the korban toider. You have to have 4 different types of lechem, 10 apiece. You have to have 40 lechems. With the tumura, you don't have lechem. So therefore, now one of the two died. You don't know which one died. You don't know which is left. So you can't do anything right now, like it says. Ein lo takana, there's no way to now. Because heichi levi, what should you do? Likrevor, bring it. Velikrev lechem bador, and let's say maybe the one that's alive is the korban toida. So you bring the 40 lechems with it. For the Gemara, no. Dilma tumurhi, maybe really the korban toida died. And what's alive now is only the tumura. And the tumura, you can't bring the lechem. So elamai, likrevor, beloy lechem. Let's then bring the korban now, because we're monoshach. Either it's a toida, or else it's a tamura. But forget about the lechem, so you don't bring the lechem. So Mora says, no, that can't be, because dilma toidi, maybe really the korban was a korban toida. V'ha kivon, the lav basak rovihi, the toidihi, maybe it's a toida. And the toida is only kosher if you have the 40 lechems with it. So by not bringing the lechem, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of a toida. Therefore, you can't do anything with it. So therefore, since the tumura of a Torah can, in such a case, can be brought, the same thing, the chilufim also can't be brought. Because chilufim means that you mafresh a toida, you lost it, you brought a second one, and you brought it with its lechem. So you're ready to mekayim the chayv of a toida. Now when you find the first one, you can't bring it. Because after the korban, true, it's korban, but you can't bring the lechem with it. So since you can't bring the lechem, therefore you can't bring it. So Gemara asks, like if what you're telling me now is that the locker is you can't bring this carbon at all. Since this is a carbon that doesn't have the lechem, you can't bring the lechem, so you can't bring the carbon at all. So if she did, there's no lav of Al-Tacher. So the whole lav of Al-Tacher is the Torah says you have to bring the carbon. And if you delay and do not bring the carbon in a certain time limit, you roll the lav of Al-Tacher. But that's only if you're allowed to bring it. But here telling me now this korban now can't be brought, because the lechem you can't bring, and without the lechem it can't be brought, so pshita is no baal tacher then. If you can't bring the korban, there's no baal tacher. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshes, liyelam lamute chalufa yoylu shlomim. No, we're talking about now where you first brought a korban oil and a korban shlomim and you lost them. And you brought another one, and now you found the first one. So the question was, now that you found the first one, why isn't there Baal Tachar? It's a regular korban. You have an oil, you have a shlom, gzuntai, bring it now. V'okav amai askin, you know what we're talking about, to go in she'ovru olav shnei regolim. There are two regolim went by him. In other words, let's say Pesach went by and Shavuos went by, and you didn't bring it yet. Now, v'humam, after Shavuos, the korban got a mum on it. V'chiloloi, so you mechalad, you took money, and you made the Kedusha go off the korban, alacher, but not only money, you put it on another korban. You took another korban and you said you want the Kedusha from this balmum to go off it and go on to the other korban. So now this other korban now, it became now a korban oila. That's called the chilufin. That's the exchange. Now the first korban oila became a balmum after you waited to regolim. And now you brought another korban to be the korban oila. The overall of regalacher, echod, and now it came, passed by Sukkot, went by it. So Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Hoyalumikaya Kamakosim, like this oila right now, true, it itself was a new carbon oila and it only went through one yomtiv. But really I would have thought, since like it took off the Kedusha of the old carbon oila, is command the Yavru all of Gimura Golem Domi. It should be considered like it you waited three regolim, and it should be a lav about tachanelim. Because the first korban early, you waited two regolim. You had the first korban early, you were mak the shir before Pesach. You went through Pesach, you didn't bring it. You went through Shuas, you didn't bring it. Now after Shuas, it became a bal mum. So you took another animal, and you said this animal should be a korban early instead of this one. The kedusha goes off this one because it's a bal mum, and goes on to the other one. So I would have thought like the kedusha, the new one, is like an extension of the first one. And since the first one went by two regolim, and now with this second one, you went by the third regol sukkis, so I would think you're over about tacher. The maskma and the chiddush, no, you're not over about tacher. It's like a new korban right now, and you're only over about tacher if you wait to complete suri regolim. But just this third regol by itself, this one regol, is not enough. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That not like that. But true, when you do wait now another two regolim and you have three regolim, you waited the second korban, then there is a baltacher. So Gemara says that's good if you have to have three regolim. But ula Rav Meir di Yomar. Rav Meir shita we had before was that kivan sheover all of regol echad oibav baltacher. As long as one regol passes by, you're over baltacher. In other words, if you made the neder before Pesach, and through Pesach you did not bring a korban, you're over the lav. So then, Ma'ikel Amen, what can you say? There's no chiddush then. Monashech, even if it became a balmum, but now this new korban, as soon as you wait the next Yom Tov, you don't bring it, there's a baltacher. Stop what the Pesach said, there's no baltacher. Like, why not? All you need for baltacher was just one Yom Tov. So Monashech.
So the first korban would have been a baltacher.
That's true, right. Or else you have to say the first korban happened was you were makdish the first korban, say, after Shavuos. And now, before Sukkot, it became a balmum. So you made a new one. You're right. I mean, it's the same thing, though. So there's no chiddush. Now, I'm honest, like, if it went through the Yom Tov, there is a baltacher. If it didn't go through the Yom Tov, there's no baltacher. So what's the new chiddush of the Sposik? That Kilufim, a new din, does not have baltacher. Like, why not? So Morin says, Amarova. Yeah, there's still a chiddush. You were makdish this korban eilah right before Sukkot, and it went by now 5 days of Sukkot. So far you're not over about tacher because only 5 days went by. Now it's the whole Yom Tov. Now on the 5th day of Sukkot, your korban eilah got a balmum. It became not fit. And now on the 5th day itself, you changed over the kedusha from this korban eilah onto another korban. The over all of a regular and the second korban now you didn't bring, and it passed by all late days of Sukkot. So Sakut Daita Chamin, I would have thought, Hoylu Mikhail Kamakosi, since this korban eilah, now the second one, is coming from the first korban, so the first korban went through 5 days of Sukkot. The second korban went through the next 3 days of Sukkot. So command over Lekula Regal Dami, it should be considered like you did not bring it throughout the whole Yom Tov, and therefore there should be a lav of Bal Tachar, Kamash Mela, no. That's the Chiddush of means it has to go, the korban itself has to go through the whole Yom Tov. If you make two korbanos out of it, nothing doing, you're not over the lav of Bal Tachar. That's the Chiddush. Then the korban, the pasuk says, we dashin for lo the korban tzochet, that if you waited these three regolim and you didn't bring your korban, so you have an aveira. But the korban is still kosher, you still have to bring your korban. For the Gemara of Ha'amahochi Nafka, is this Chiddush from this Pasuk over here? Midi Acherim Nafka, this Chiddush we learn now from another place. The Tanya will not like this. Acherim Oimim. Acherim, a Brisa says like this. Yochel, I would think, Yehei Bechor, She'av Rosh Nosoi, Kipsul HaMekadoshim V'Yisrael, of Bechor Pshit, it's born, and Bechor means the firstborn that year. Halacha is, the mitzvah is, Tita Bechor, to be makrivit the first year, through the first year. That's what the Torah says. Bring it during its first year on this world. Now I would have thought, let's say you didn't bring it the first year, so it's now like a balmum. It should be like Kipsuli HaMekdoshim, the Yivsol. And since you waited this first year, you're not allowed to bring it anymore. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no. The Yachalta Lefnei Hashem Ulotecho, Maiset Degoncho, Tirochcho, Yitzurecho, Uvechoyres Lekorcho, Vitzoyncho. The same Pasuk says you're supposed to eat it in front of Hashem in Yushalayim, Maiser, which means Truma Semaisus, and also Bechor. So now, Makish Bechor Lo Maisa. There's a Hekish in this Pasuk from the Korban Bechor to the Indian of Maisa of Trumas Maisus, of wheat, what grows, Maisa Dogon. Ma Maisa, just like by Maisa. Even though it grew this year, if you don't take off Trumas Maisa this year, Eina Nifsu Mishan Lechaverta, there's no Psul, you don't bring it, take it off this year, next year you have to take it off.
Because the Torah says if you didn't do it the first 2 years, the loch of the third year, Shnasabir, but Avada, Truma Samaisa, don't become possible. The Rashi of the Chsiv, Mikzei Sholish Shonim, Im Shoy Masoretz, Shon Rishon Shniya. If you didn't take off Truma Samaisa the first 2 years, do it the third year. But it doesn't become possible after 1 or 2 years. So Mela Af Bechor, the same thing applies to Korban Bechor. And Nivso Mishon Lechaverta. It does not become possible from 1 year to the next year. So you see, learn out from this pasuk here that a korban, even though you waited after the time limit, the Torah says the time limit by Bechor, bring it through its first year, but that's only the mitzvah. If you didn't do it, you're over in Avera, but the korban is still kosher. So what do I need a pasuk here for? B'chachet, that you can still bring a korban. So Mora says, yes, itzrich, no, I need it. From Bechor, I can't learn out to other korbanos. I would have thought, Hanimili Bechor de la bar hatsohu. That's only applies by korban Bechor, it's not really coming for any forgiveness. You didn't do an Avera, and the korban is mechaper on you. A Bechor means you had an animal, it gave birth. The firstborn is called a Bechor, has Kedusha by itself. But it's not a bar hatsoh, it's not coming to be mechaper on any Avera. So therefore, I would have thought that even after the year, still it could be brought. Avu Kodeshim. When you bring the korban oil, korban shtov mechatis, that these korbanos were set aside to be hatzot to be mechaper to forgive you, Ema, I would say maybe leirtzu, that if you waited after the gimel regolim and you didn't bring them, maybe the korban is posel can't be mechaper you anymore, and you have to have another korban. Kamash mulon, that's this posel here. For ho yevachor chet, you should know even if you wait the three regolim.